Proclamation number 8858, dated the September 23rd, 1964. Correction of a big error.
After reading Lucifer's Fall, Lauber, Lutz.
In the beginning only perfection emanated from me. Hence you can object when I'm described to you as a creator who has created uncle and spirits. I myself am the creator of all beings because there is no strength apart from me which could create beings. And thus the first spirit of light whom I externalized was enlightened by my strength, and only perfection could emanate from our mutual will of love and strength. And this is precisely what you have to understand, that I cannot act in opposition to my order of eternity, that I could not have externalized imperfect beings from within myself either, who did not decide to abandon me voluntarily until after an infinitely long time, who are not influenced by me in any way to infringe against the divine order but who acted with completely free will. Only in view of that can you can understand my eternal plan, that my objective is their deification, and in view of that you can also understand why Lucifer, the light bearer, became my direct opposite. When you are given an entirely impossible description concerning the creation of beings, you will doubt my perfection, and you will also doubt my love for every creation which, according to my will, was supposed to be faulty from the start. In that case you cannot comprehend the process which was intrinsic to the rejection of my strength of love, and I have to make the truth available to you, because one error is followed by another. That such an error could have crept into divine revelation is always the result of intellectual thought, which is used by my adversary to cause confusion, which in turn is the reason why I have to reveal myself again and again, and, in order to lead you into the truth in all purity. Eternities had elapsed before the apostasy from me occurred. Thus my love was able to continuously enlighten the beings, and they were in a constant state of abundant blissfulness. And even the being which I had created as my first vessel for the emanation of my love had been receiving the flow of my love's strength for eternities before it detached itself from me out of free will, which it possessed as a divine living creation. However, if I had created an uncle and being, I myself could have been accused of having given life to such a being. But this cannot eternally be the case because I'm perfection itself. I have no imperfections, I am pure love, and this does not create anything unclean, but it will do everything to lead whatever has become unclean back to purification. Yet how wrongly the act of creation is depicted to you. And what consequences will result from this? And time and again I bring you the absolute truth, because without it you cannot know me properly, because your idea of me questions my perfection, and because of this you cannot love this being, whose perfection you doubt, either. Because you, too, have emanated from me in complete perfection, even though you have taken the path through the abyss to once again become what you were in the beginning. You will understand that I cannot explain all spiritual reasons in view of your lack of awareness which you are now experiencing due to the sin of rebellion against me. Nevertheless, everything you are told relating to it is to correlate, and you can safely dismiss any blatant contradiction and explain it to yourselves by the fact that human intelligence, which can be influenced by the adversary, played a part in it. Only my plan of deifying my created beings has caused me not to oppose the apostasy of the beings, but this occurred in free will from the position of utmost perfection into the deepest abyss, and only the certainty that I will regain all these beings prevented me from stopping them, but this does not refute the fact that they had been created in absolute perfection just like the Lord who, as the light bearer, was the first to fall away, However, I had not created him in a manner that he had to do so, but free will was the cause of the fall, just as free will has to seek to ascend again in order to become what it was in the beginning. Amen.